Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
It is hour number two of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you are having an outstanding day. Thanks for making us part of it. General at your service. We have a developing Maverick story to talk about here with you. Brian Broaddus, Lucius Alexander, Carter Freeman coordinate your video. And along with you, we are the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Multiple Twitter accounts are reporting that the Mavericks are trying to pull off a sign-and-trade for Cavaliers guard Colin Sexton. Okay, in his third season, he averaged 24 points on an effective field goal percentage of 52%, did have 3 rebounds, 4.5 assists, and up until last year was one of the most consistent performers on the Cleveland Cavaliers, a team that had been rebuilding. Didn't have much going on. Last year, he only played in 11 games, and he only averaged 16 points, and he was not shooting the ball well at all. So his numbers were down, his efficiency was down, but he got hurt. For his career, 38% from three. His rookie year, 40% from three. For his career, 46% from the floor, field goal percentage. So this is a story that our Brian Broaddus is already in the process of tracking down. And, as far as the Twitter accounts go, it's Tim Larson Sports, who has under 1,000 followers. But then Sam Amico from Amico Hoops, who kind of is at hoopswire.com. So for a second day in a row, it's sort of your blogger entities off of Mavs Twitter that have thrown an interesting conversation piece up for us to banter about, Brian. What are you hearing?
Yeah, I'm just, I reached out to a couple different parties with the Mavs to see if we get anything back. So hopefully that will materialize. But yeah, you always worry when you're dealing with low Twitter numbers and the no checks and stuff like that. But the fact that Amico, I think, you know, he's a guy that you, I asked you about him the other day. He seems to be a respected type of guy. So,
no, I'm not.
So we'll see if Larson, in fact, has something here. Okay, here we go. Okay, this is okay. KG just, Kevin Gray just texted. He's listening to the show. He said the Tim Larson guy is not a real person.
Okay, not even a real person.
So
okay, well, that's disappointing then, because you know when we see that, I think of Colin Sexton as a guy who could help the team, and that would make sense of why you'd be so anxious to let Jalen Brunson go.
Yeah,
I was all getting ready to eat crow. Like, all right, well, you know, if that's not possible, that's not possible.
Well, okay, what would then? Okay, is this just Larson is leading, you know, the other guy into something here? I mean, people were asking me on Twitter about it. That's why I reached out to my sources just to see. And I guarantee I'll probably get.
I mean, Amico has 71,000 followers.
Yeah,
you know, he's contributing to it as well. Maybe this Ryan Larson guy is not a credible reporter, but Amico is, and he's got a check mark and 71,000 followers. In Cleveland, seeing some of the Cavaliers fans tweeting about this, they're talking about if Colin Sexton is actually out of here, I'm going to need a solid week to process this one. I don't know if the Mavs would have resources to get a player like that, Brian. I'm like, what are you going to do to get, a player as good as Sexton, a guy who's, you know, scoring 25 points per game? He's a guy that can play on the ball or off the ball, and you might not want him on the ball all the time because his career high is like 4 assists per game, but he could lead the bench unit. He could be a much more dynamic version of what you, are in the process of losing there for Jalen Brunson. So let's table that, and we'll continue to look into it behind the scenes and see if we can get further confirmation from a bigger, more credible news outlet here for you on 105.3 The Fan. But, yeah, I think for Mavs fans, no doubt, that would get you excited. That would make me say, well, every piece of criticism that I've had about the Mavericks in the lead-up to this is invalidated now because they had a better plan they just weren't talking about. But, I mean, Colin Sexton's an absolute beast.
Yeah.
Okay, you do have free agent Raul Neto. He's signing with the Cavaliers. That is a point guard. And people speculating that that's already Colin Sexton's replacement. So at least the fan base with the Cavaliers is interacting on social media like they believe Colin Sexton is gone. And I can't see, you know, any sort of discussion about, you know, where he might end up going. Okay, maybe the at 877-881-1053, your truckwreck.com fan text feedback is welcome. Sexton's a black hole with the ball, though. Yeah, he would have to be a secondary type of guy. Maybe the big-name reporters not pay attention to the Mavs, so we have to rely on lesser-known names. I don't know. I think there is an attempt for sure on social media for fans who want to be media members to throw stuff out there either as a spoof or to try to get some sort of a following going, and we do see quite a bit of that. But when Sam Amico is in there as well, a much more credible follower but still not at the top of the food chain like a Woj or a Shams or something like that, it's tough.
Okay, I did get something from one of my sources with the Mavs, and the information came across is they'd have a tough time with use of him. And, you know, it would be kind of an off-the-bench type player.
Hmm.
Different kid is what I'm hearing here. Hmm. Different kid.
That's why the Cavs aren't totally sold on keeping him?
A little selfish.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse maker.
Okay.
Those are the terms I'm getting.
So that sounds like a sixth man to me. I don't want him necessarily around the starters, but boy, when those starters go on the bench for 15, 20 minutes a night, this kid could absolutely take over a game.
Yeah.
Okay. 214 says Sexton's a restricted free agent. They don't want to re-sign him, and they'll take an expiring contract for him. That would be something. All right. Let's do some Cowboys Twitter here. Top tweets going viral about America's team from America's team. Blogging the Boys has a story up, Brian, with our favorite, Mike McCarthy, our favorite coach since Jason Garrett. And the premise of this article that got some pretty good discussion today across Cowboys Twitter was, is Mike safer than we might think?
Probably is.
And I hope not. I just think, wasn't Jerry so disappointed last year in how it ended? And he did that interview with Sean and RJ. It really sounded like, and then I think he went and tried to get Sean Payton, but Sean Payton didn't want to come. So he had to come back a week later and be like, oh, yeah, Mike McCarthy's our guy. I don't know where you guys are making this stuff up. You know, I do believe Garrett was a special situation. And if you look at all the other coaches, he has been willing to move on from everybody.
Yeah.
So, you know, with Mike doing that Rich Eisen podcast on top of that as well, I think you have to consider that, you know, Jerry doesn't consider Mike McCarthy a super loyal guy that can sort of buy you some patience with Jerry Jones either. I'd be surprised if, you know, Mike McCarthy is the head coach of this team in 2023.
Yeah, I think there's the thing that might deter that type of thought is the fact that Jerry Jones' age. You know, if you tell me that you're the Dallas Cowboys and Dak Prescott plays just okay. You know, he's okay. And they can't run the ball, and there's a struggle, and the offense looks bad, and, you know, they just can't get anything going. They can't make it work with him like they did for 8 weeks last year. Maybe this is Jerry Jones would be saying, you know, I don't have time for this.
No.
I'm not going to be here.
We need a problem solver now.
And the fact that Sean Payton is no longer in New Orleans and is out there and available, you know, that might be the one thing that Jerry says, you know, damn it, I don't care what anybody in this organization says, I'm going to go get this guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to find a way to make it work. You know, and maybe it is. Maybe it's a package deal with Dan Quinn and a Sean Payton type of thing. But Jerry Jones, if Jerry Jones was my age, 58, running the team, and you feel like you have opportunity to, you know, maybe some longevity to see this thing through. But at his advanced age, you know, you're not guaranteed tomorrow. None of us are. But for him, it's got to be like, you know, he's seeing his friends pass on.
I think he stacked the deck against Mike McCarthy and is like, okay, if you can coach your way out of this, I'll keep you.
Yeah.
But if you miss the playoffs or only win one playoff game, yeah, then I'm going to give the keys to this recently cleared salary cap and the keys to Dak Prescott to Sean Payton.
I think we're
going to go for it.
That's where I think if Mike McCarthy is the one that's going to have to save his job. Because if it doesn't work with Kellen Moore, Mike McCarthy is going to have to step in. If it works with Kellen Moore, all bets are off.
For sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Speaking of this kind of stuff and how likely the Cowboys are to make the playoffs, I want to get there through this article. Cowboys Wire has a story up today titled Indispensable, the five Cowboys who cannot miss substantial time in 2022. So with that in mind, Brian, top five Cowboys that they can't afford to miss substantial time. I wrote down my five. I want to know if you would have the same five. I know you're busy texting with sources over there, and
we appreciate that.
I know you're multitasking.
I'm listening. So you got five guys
that are indispensable. Can't miss substantial time.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, so they have their five. I wrote down my five. I want to know first, though, who your five are. Which names do you go to?
I kind of feel like even though they won a game with Cooper Rush, I think the quarterback.
Yes.
I think that you can't play without CeeDee Lamb.
Yes.
At wide receiver. I don't think you did play a game without Zach Martin, but you won the game. I'm going to say you can't play without Micah Parsons.
Yes.
I'm going to say you probably can't play with, I think the cornerbacks, there's three of them. I don't trust the second year guy that much. I'm going to say you can't play without Diggs.
Yep.
Is probably what I'm going to do.
That's your first five?
I actually gave you four, I think.
You didn't do Zach Martin.
I didn't do Zach Martin because let's throw Zach Martin in there. I'll say Zach Martin.
Is there anybody else besides Zach Martin?
You know what? I'll flip Zach Martin out of there. I'm not sure with the way they play with Curse that plays in the nickel and those down packages on defense and him not missing any tackles. I'm going to say they can't play without Curse.
He is amazing and maybe underappreciated. Yeah. I was surprised there wasn't more of a market for him. Okay, so those are your five. I had the five with Zach Martin.
Okay.
Cowboys Wire had the five with Zach Martin.
Okay.
There is a massive drop-off from Zach Martin's pedigree to where J-Ron Curse is and the free agent dollars. So to me, I think this story and the exercise we do to get to our five players really shows explicitly how much of a team this hole is in compared to contenders. They have five good players.
Yeah.
You know, you could put Tank in there and say six. The contenders in this era, the Bills, the Rams, the Buccaneers, they're at 10 to 12 really good players on their team. And the only way the Cowboys get there is if they have rookies and second-year players come out of absolute nowhere. So looking at that, Brian, Randy gone, Lyle Collins gone, Amari Cooper gone, Tyron Smith getting older, maybe Zach Martin getting older. I'm looking at it like maybe I need to be thinking 8 or 9 wins instead of 9 to 11.
I was thinking more of the 9 to 10 variety. I do think the division is going to be better, and I think the division is going to be tougher overall. And I think that there's those Hagee and Bobby, nice term, floater games. Those floater games, Tampa, Cincinnati, Green Bay, you know, those games. Ramp, those are tough games. Those floater games are tough. And so, yeah, and if the division is better, then that you're going to need all those hands on deck for sure.
For sure. And, you know, I think you can have guys step up. But right now, looking at it going into training camp, I'm not going to pick them to win the division. I'm going to go there.
I've gone back and forth because I want to get to Oxnard.
Sure.
And I want to see and I'm not trying to ride the fence. I just want to see how they're going to play left guard, left tackle, how they're going to rotate those right defensive ends, because if it's not like I think it needs to be, then I probably will dance with you on that.
Well, and
but the Cowboys have the best quarterback in the division.
Sure.
And that's my hope. But they had the best quarterback in the San Francisco game and lost.
Yeah. Well, we need Ridgeway, the rookie big run stop and defensive tackle, and Osa, the second year pass rushing defensive tackle, to be amazing. That's what we need. And then you could actually talk about the offense can struggle, and this defense is just going to let you win games with 18 points. Cowboys are going to hold 13 public practices during Oxnard training camp. We're going to be out there starting on the 27th. I would say if you are a big Cowboys fan and you are a summer vacation type of family, maybe a road trip type of family, this would be something you should do at least once. If you haven't yet, just how cool it is. I mean, not only the weather, but how close you are to the players, how you can really observe all the coaches. Yeah. And I think, you know, it's an experience by itself, but it's also going to leave you a lot more educated about how training camp goes and how the personalities are of all these major players.
I sound like I work for the Chamber of Commerce of Ventura County, but that is one of the most beautiful places. The further you go up the coast, and there's plenty to do, there's plenty of hotel stuff, to watch practice in beautiful weather. And you can learn a lot. You can learn a lot watching practice. And after the practice, maybe, you know, you have your mini helmet or whatever. Maybe you can get somebody to sign your helmet. But it's a great opportunity to see the team work out there in those conditions, which are outstanding.
Yeah, I would say maybe get your hotel in Santa Barbara, though, or
that's
a different community other than Oxnard.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Go a little north of Oxnard. Like I say, go into the Ventura County and stuff like that. Go a little north of that.
A lot of those Oxnard hotels give me halfway house vibes.
Yeah, there's a few of them. We stay in a nice one, though.
So you're saying you can score right there?
You can score anything you need, bro. Yeah. There's some ladies up on the upper balcony just like, hey, how you doing, honey? What's going on here?
The one we stay at's nice, though.
No, yes, the one we stay at nights. That's in Port Hueneme.
Yeah.
That's the Holiday Inn in Port Hueneme, and that's like Hueneme or something like that. Yeah. But that's nice.
That is nice.
That's a nicer spot down there. Again, not an Oxnard proper. We got to run, Nation. Bobby Belt set to join us. Cowboys Insider. We haven't asked us anything coming up. We'll continue to track this Dallas Mavericks Colin Sexton rumor-rooski that's being bandied about Twitter right now as well. That and more coming up next on 105.3 The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, welcome back, G-Bag Nation. What are we at now? 26 days till camp, Cowboys. Looking forward to it. Bobby Belt's our Cowboys insider, and he joins you every day, brought to you by the On Time Experts. Segment of the G-Bag Nation is brought to you by the Frankels. Yeah, you think there's going to be less big trucks on the road this summer because of gas prices? Well, think again. And those big trucks have insurance companies to protect them, so get the representation that won't settle for less. Franklin and Frankel, visit truckwreck.com as Bobby joins us now here on 105 through the Fan. Bobby, how the heck are you?
Living the dream each and every day, General. How are you?
Doing great. How safe is Mike McCarthy going into this year?
I think that if they fail to get further than they have in the last 26 years or whatever it is, if he is not able to get them past that, which would mean obviously the NFC title game, I'd have a really hard time seeing him come back. So I think there's a threshold, and he's really going to need to meet it in order to stay here for the long term. And I think if he falls short of it, then I think the odds are pretty decent that Dan Quinn would be your next head coach.
Bobby, is that more about maybe Jerry Jones? Do you think Jerry Jones, if expectations are, not met, is it Jerry Jones the one making the call, or is Stephen Jones going to say, oh, no, we need to stay the course here and, keep this thing kind of going? What do you think? Is it Jerry just kind of overriding everybody?
I don't know that it would necessarily have to. In certain circumstances, I don't think he'd have to override people. I think if they come out here and they struggle and they miss the playoffs, I think there'd probably be a lot of uniform thinking on that. Now, if they get to the divisional round and they win a wild card game or something like that, maybe there'd be some resistance and say, hey, we need to look at this another way. But I do think that in that instance, it'd probably be more about Jerry saying, look, we don't have time to fool around with this. I need results that are better than what we've had in the last several years. And I think there's a real belief for a lot of people in that building in Dan Quinn. And so, barring now, obviously, let me put this aside there. There was a lot of belief also heading into the 2019 season in Chris Richard, and that obviously was undone.
Right.
But barring some sort of catastrophic backslide and tension with players, which Dan Quinn does not have a history of, I think that he's in a really good position to swoop in and take this job if Mike McCarthy doesn't meet expectations.
Bobby Belt with you here. So do you think Sean Payton is the next candidate, or is he in the mix at all in your mind?
I mean, there'd be an outside chance, I think, on Payton, but the odds-on favorite to me would be Quinn. I think that this was about, this past offseason, they paid Dan Quinn, gave him a nice pay raise to make sure that he stayed here and was coaching the defense, and I think it was also an insurance policy of like, hey, we're going to review some things, and this may be a job that's open next year. And that's why I think you heard Jerry talking the way he did at Senior Bowl. And those comments, and I know we've talked about this on the station before, those comments, honestly, have opened things up to where you're likely going to have a distracted locker room every time you lose. So, even if you go 12-5 this year again, that means that you're spending essentially 5 weeks of the season distracted by questions about your coach's job security. And so that's a tough position to be in. There's going to have to be a lot of strong player leadership this year to weather that. Because even if they're having a successful season, there will be a lot of patches throughout the year where they're having to answer questions about that. But I think that, Dan Quinn, if Mike McCarthy does enough to keep this job into 2023, that he shows improvement, at that point, I might see Dan Quinn saying, okay, all right, well, we rode this out for another year, but Mike McCarthy's done enough to keep this job, and they're going to roll forward with him, and I'll move on. But I just feel like in 2023, I would think it most likely that it would either be Mike McCarthy or Dan Quinn, and those would kind of be their options next year.
214 says, but Bobby, they kept Garrett for 10 years. What makes you believe Jerry won't do the same thing with Mike?
Because they kept Garrett for 10 years. That's why. Because I think they learned a lot from that. And also, you got to remember, the relationship to Garrett was much more direct and much more personal for Jerry than I think the McCarthy one is. Not saying he dislikes McCarthy, but there was a almost familial relationship there that doesn't exist with Mike McCarthy. Now, Mike McCarthy, like I said, I think Jerry likes him. I think Stephen Jones really likes him. I think that they're buddies. And so that helps to have an advocate like that in the building. But I think it's just a completely different set of standards there. But it is interesting talking about the idea of hiring a friend or whatever else. Maybe the Cowboys also learn from that. Maybe that would give them some hesitation on Sean Payton potentially. Maybe not. They may think, no, it'll be fine. This is different. He's a different quality coach. But maybe that would be something that's also in the back of their head a little bit.
Bobby, John Machota of The Athletic put out his list of the top 10 moves the Cowboys have made in the last 10 years. Number one is Dak Prescott. Number two is Zach Martin. Number three is Micah Parsons. Is there a possibility that the Micah Parsons pick becomes maybe number one when we go back and look at this one day?
That is a good question, because, I mean, obviously he was somebody who's drawn comparisons to Lawrence Taylor last year from a lot of people, and Lawrence Taylor is, in the minds of some people, argued as the greatest defensive football player of all time. So, sure, that would be not only that you got Micah Parsons, but you traded down and picked up an extra third rounder, which I can't remember who they used that pick on. I'd have to go back and look that, but you might be able to package that, you know, extra third rounder and whoever that guy's career turns out to be as just, you know, a cherry on top of whatever Micah Parsons is. So, yeah, I think that that's absolutely got a chance to be the number one move of you know, this last decade. I mean, hitting on a quarterback in the fourth round, especially with a comp pick in the fourth round, is such incredible luck, to be honest. But I mean, it's lightning in a bottle. And so the rarity of that may be tough to trump. But I mean, if Micah Parsons continues to progress and proves to be a, you know, 20 sack a year type of guy while also being able to play the run and get into coverage sometimes and break up passes, then yeah, I mean, that'd be really tough to rate any lower.
It's Bobby Belt here with you on 105.3 The Fan, Cowboys Insider. Joins us most afternoons about 5:20, but it's an abbreviated show today. And with our countdown to camp, we had to get him on. So here he is inside the 3:20 segment. Did the Cowboys have enough good players on paper to talk about them really being actual contenders if things develop well? Or is this more of a holding period type of season where you're looking to stack things in place and make a run in 23 or 24?
Potentially. I mean, Brian and I talked, and I know we talked about this on G-Bag recently, but Brian and I were talking on the podcast, the Love the Star podcast, which is out today, that, you know, some of these potential breakout candidates. So if you get two or three guys that break out the way, you know, J'Ron Kearse did, and if you have the draft class really come on and really perform at a high level, like you've had some rookies do the last couple of years, so it's not outside the realm possibility. But I mean, if Tyler Smith comes in and is a, you know, really huge upgrade at left guard, and if Jalen Tolbert comes in here and is producing at a level higher than Michael Gallup did as a rookie, and if Sam Williams is able to come in as a designated pass rusher and get you 6-7 sacks, and then you also have some veterans playing above what they have at other points in their careers, Malik Hooker, James Washington, then yes. And I think that's one of the things that the Cowboys are arguing for, and Dak argued for during the offseason program when he talked to the media, was that, hey, we've got some guys here that you guys haven't really seen yet, rookies and some of these other guys that we think are going to take, you know, big steps forward. And so that's their argument for right now. And, you know, we'll just have to wait until the pads come on, until they get out there on the football field, to see if that's the case. But I think they would be banking on that, along with the fact of, we improved our toughness, we improved our leadership, we're improving our culture. Those are the things that we think in part just as much as our talent may have done us in last year. And so I think that they believe they've addressed some of their bigger needs, and I think they're banking on big performances from, you know, veteran signing, you know, veteran bargain guys and some of these rookies that they've brought in. But that's a lot to ask, and that's going to need to have a lot of things click into place. And if it doesn't, then no. I mean, I don't think on paper right now you can say in a vacuum they're as talented as they were last year, and we saw last year ended with a first-round exit.
Bobby, you're really good at these type of things. I'm going to ask you the five players that you cannot play without on the Dallas Cowboys.
Okay, you need me to order them or just give you five
whatever,
names?
Whatever five names.
So Dak is number one, okay. Obviously. I think that Micah Parsons is up there. Man, that's a good question. Parsons, Dak, CeeDee Lamb at this point.
Mm-hmm.
I would say Tyron Smith, but I'll put Tyron Smith in there right now just because It's shown that it's been a problem in the past. But, I mean, it remains to be seen at what level he's playing at this season. So give me, yeah, Dak, Tyron, CeeDee, Parsons, and then give me Diggs, I guess.
Diggs ahead of Zach Martin, huh?
Yeah, because, I mean, I think they've been able to weather Zach Martin being out with Connor McGovern playing on the right side before. I mean, not that he's, you know, he's obviously
a great
player.
They played that
Tampa
game with him, right.
And I mean, Vita Vea gave them some problems in that game. But, I think that Zach Martin's very important. But, and the only thing I was struggling with there at the end was Diggs or Lawrence. Because I think DeMarcus Lawrence just does so much for them in so many different ways. But ultimately, I just go with Diggs. Because even though I know the chatter is, he's not a great cover guy, it's like, okay, but I mean, Last year, he completely took Terry McLaurin out of two games, and he shut down Justin Jefferson in a game where it was really close, and you needed him to do that. And so, you know, not just to mention, obviously, the takeaways. So I would lean Diggs there.
I threw in Curse on my list.
That's not a bad name, honestly. Okay. Especially because
Thanks for making me feel better.
Yeah, no.
Gavin like looked at me like I was an idiot.
It's not a terrible name. Just because it's how much they ask him to do. I mean, I know people hear he kind of functions as a linebacker and he plays safety, but that really diminishes and minimalizes what it is that he's asked to do for them. He is asked to do a lot on that defense, and he is their most reliable tackler. He had the green dot, obviously, in the second half of the season. He's a big emotional leader for them. They get a lot of juice from him. And he's somebody who plays in the box against the run. He takes away tight ends. He's reliable in space tackling, and that has been a big detriment for this defense over the years, is making plays in space. They can't. That was a huge problem for them in 2020, was being able to make plays in pursuit and not get caught in over pursuit. And so, yeah, he does a lot. He is definitely a critical piece, I think, for them. And that's why, you know, they worked to re-sign him.
Yeah, I'm a big Jayron Kearse fan. I'm definitely not a critic. I just think people love him. He's a great dude. He's a leader. He plays with passion, and he does something that the Cowboys have failed at. But it was clear when free agency started, he's a lot more valuable to the Cowboys than other teams around the league.
Yeah, that's probably true. But I mean, being a lot more valuable to the Cowboys would also still just address the question of, you know, who can they afford to play without?
There you go.
And so, I mean, even though the rest of the league may not feel that way, the Cowboys certainly do. And I think he gave them something that they've really sorely missed over the years.
Well, truckwreck.com Fantex is going after your head here, Bobby, 817.
They always do.
It blows my mind, Bobby, how you are so educated about this football team, yet you still think Dak is anything other than an okay quarterback with mediocre ball placement.
You dummies.
Oh, no. Wow. Okay. Wow, this truckwreck.com Fantex, not in a Friday kind of mood over here,
that's
Bobby.
Stupid, guys.
No, I know. They got a three-day weekend coming up, too. Look, hey. I mean, look, I think there's always going to be the Dak critics, and there's always going to be the Dak defenders. And, you know, much like a lot of other things in our country, you're going to be super polarized and dug in regardless.
This is me off to no end.
It is an Ask Us Anything coming up next. Is there anything on your mind that you've been wanting to ask us?
Let me think here. What would be a good Gavin Dawson or Brian Broaddus or Lucius question?
How's your girlfriend Lucius going, Brian?
Going well.
Yeah.
She's listening right now, I'm sure.
Salute. She's a big Tamara. Tolo. Yeah. I guess I have a question for Lucius. Lucius, you know, I know you mentioned last hour about stay away from the lady who's saying I don't give a bleep.
Oh yeah, every time she's trying to kind of communicate with her.
I don't give a bleep. I mean, I think that was really, really insightful knowledge. So I was just curious if you got anything else, either, you know, for me. I mean, I'm married right now, but who knows what happens in the future, you know? And we got a lot of single listeners out there. So are there any other, like, warning signs to run away from?
Yeah. If her second toe is long, she's evil. Watch out, bro. She is evil.
That's funny. The only girl I can think of that had that, actually, she was a little crazy. Mm-hmm. So that tracks.
Appreciate you, buddy. Have a great weekend. We'll catch up with you soon.
I love you all. Happy 4th.
He's Bobby Bell, a must follow across Cowboys Twitter. He joins us every day in the G-Bag Nation. The Brew Crew Tour continues tomorrow. Pick up your pint glass along with L.A. and Eric Chiafalo and Zach Wolchuk. They'll be out spreading the love with the Fort Worth Tolos. Hop Fusion Ale Works. That's tomorrow, 200 East Broadway in Fort Worth from 1 to 4. You're going to want a pint glass. I've been using mine a lot with the N.A. beer. It's been cracking them pretty heavily. Okay, it's time for an Ask Us Anything at 877-881-1053. Send in your questions. We'll read the best ones on air and then answer them coming up next here on 105.3 The Fan. But
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Thank you very much, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. It is time now for a G-Bag Ask Us Anything at 877-881-1053. The TruckWreck.com fan text is open. You can ask Cowboys, Mavericks, Rangers, FC Dallas, Dallas Stars, anything you know about this show, about this radio station you've always wanted to know. We'll pick out the best questions and answer them here. And we are off and running here in the nation. 214, am I the only person who wishes Luka wouldn't go play with Slovenia and risk injury in the summer? How do you feel about that one, Brian?
You know, Luka, that's what he does. He plays ball. That's his way of getting in shape, I believe. But we've also seen him now working in the weight room, which I think is a very positive thing. I think it's a very hard thing not to play for your country. I mean, I the emotional side of that for him, it's very important. The growth of the game there, you know, and the opportunities he has, I don't think you could stop him from doing that. Maybe when he gets older, you will not want him to do that as much. But if he feels that obligation to his country and basketball there and the growth of the basketball, I don't have a problem. That'd be very selfish of me to say otherwise.
I'm a little nervous about it, you know, just with the injuries. I'm agreeing with Brian, though, that I would not tell him he can't do that. But right now, I think there's more positive value to it because it keeps him in shape.
I think you're absolutely right.
Yep. Okay. Yep. At 877-881-1053, what is a G-bag? That's a good broadcast about games. Okay, if you're talking about what an individual G-bag might be. But we also have the G-bag Nationals, the Tolos. That would be, you know, the members of the audience. If the Mavs don't sign anyone else, what is the starting five right now? Oh, man, that's a great question. Are they going to play with two bigs? Are they going to play with one big? Is it Dorian Finney-Smith, Bullock, Dinwiddie, Luka, Wood? Is it Wood, yeah. Kleba, Bullock, Dorian Finney-Smith, Luka with no Dinwiddie? I don't know if Dinwiddie or Brunt, or I'm sorry, if Kleba is starting. It's a good question, though, and maybe it'll be a situation where they have multiple different starting lineups they could go to depending on, you know, who their opponent is. 254 wants to know, what's that song you just played, Lucius? I always like that groove, too, when it goes, no. When it does that, Lucius,
yeah,
what is that
song?
Yeah,
I know what you're talking about. Hold on, let me find it again. I got a bank of a lot of songs here.
Yep.
It's called Wildfire. I don't remember how to pronounce the band.
Okay.
Because I have it saved as S-B-T-R-K-T. S-B-T-R-K-T. I don't know how to pronounce
it. So if we looked up Wildfire, we'd find it eventually?
Yeah, with that.
Yeah, it is fire. Tolo in Mobile, Alabama. Bigger impact if signed, Julio Jones or Will Fuller?
Tell you what, man, it depends because what happens with Washington, because Fuller is a vertical player, Julio more of an underneath. Julio can go downfield too, but not to the speed level of what you have with Fuller. Man, who stays healthier the longest too?
Right?
That's another one. I think a lot of it has to do with if all of a sudden Washington shows that he can play downfield and make plays downfield, that might take you out of the Will Fuller stuff. I think you need explosive players. I don't know if Julio is as explosive as he once was. I think I'd probably go with, man, I don't know. I think I'm going to go with Julio because I've seen him make more big plays. And maybe I'm way wrong about that, but those big-bodied receivers, you know, that can make, you know, he's made some tough catches in his career.
Yeah.
You know, maybe that was something that would probably help Dak, but Fuller could help him too with the vertical separation.
Okay, little war zone action tonight, Gavin. That's from our buddy Hickson. I don't think so. No, it's my brother-in-law's birthday, so I think I'm going to be out. I might get on super late or maybe earlier in the evening after.
Hickson's a good player, right?
Oh, he's really good.
Yeah, I've seen. Yeah. I remember when I used to kind of follow you guys, I'd watch that, and he did a nice job with that
stuff. Yeah, some of the local athletes, as a matter of fact, start playing with him because he's really chill and he's good at getting wins and making everything a lot more happy because you don't die as much, and if you do, he just buys you back. It's pretty fun playing with him. What's a bigger front office miss, Jalen Brunson or Randy Gregory? I'll say Brunson because yeah. Randy's right at the end of his career, and it's so much more difficult to find quality players that fit your system in the NBA.
I think they've got Randy Gregory's guys figured out. I really do. I think Brunson's going to be harder to replace.
3-2-5. Okay, now I'll ask this. I don't believe Chris Woodward is the guy to get the Rangers to the World Series. Changed my mind? Well, I can tell you this about Chris Woodward, and I don't know what your complaints are, but the players love playing for him, and I think that's one of the most important things. He's got great synergy with the front office. I think he's got a great philosophy. My one thought about the Rangers, sometimes I think they're too nice. They're too like, well, let's be mindful of the guy. And, you know, he knows there's challenges. We don't want to come down on him too hard. I think sometimes, like, leadership needs a little bit more, like, aggression towards failure. And I don't know if the Rangers leadership in general has that. But, shoot, we don't know what's going on behind closed doors. I mean, no. I thought forever that Banny would be the ultimate guy to play for, and a lot of those guys didn't like playing for him.
Yeah,
so it's hard to know exactly.
Players in this day and age are very sensitive.
Yeah,
their thoughts. One of the most sensitive players ever is Kevin Durant. If you look at him, and you know, but one of the most talented players you'll ever run across, and that's why people are willing to like give up massive amounts of capital in order to try and get a player like that. But you have to be very mindful how you coach some of these guys.
Yeah,
because you know, there was a time where an era like a Jimmy Johnson coach. You talk to guys like Darren Woodson and Nate Newton, and those guys have a different mindset. To them, football was tough, and football was tough in a way that they got coached hard, you know? And some guys love hard coaching. Mm-hmm. They love the fact that there's others that just you feel like that they're getting into your, you know, your feelings about things and stuff like that. And I don't know. I don't want to be like get off my lawn guy or yell at the clouds guy. But I'm saying though I'm from a different era too. I'm from a different era, and I think this day and age the players are a little bit more sensitive to what's going on.
I think Michael Jordan was super sensitive too.
Yeah, they don't want to.
I feel he was super sensitive.
Yeah, he was
mixed with the petty. He used his sensitivity, and then he turned it into petty, and it turned that into championships.
Do you think Michael Jordan though took hard coaching though? Do you think he played with
Dean Smith.
He played with Dean Smith. And so I see what you're saying, Lucius, but I kind of feel like that Michael Jordan is like I'm going to do whatever I have to do to win guy.
Well, it's why Rick Carlisle isn't around anymore. Yeah. You know, I think no generation ever really
players don't like that. A lot of them don't.
Yeah, I think you got kind of a point there.
What do you think it stopped? Because people that I came up with, we understand hard coaching.
Yeah.
You understand being yelled at and then face mask being grabbed, coaches spitting you in the face, and you make sure you get the catch
and
next
time. And
you didn't quit. No, you were motivated.
Yeah, you're motivated to play. And I think this day and age, it's like, how do you disrespect me? You know, I think that's what a lot of players nowadays are kind of like, why are you disrespecting me right now? Yeah. Well, you can't say anything in the media about these players because it tears them up inside.
I think as with most things, the thing that changed it is the huge TV money, because now the players can be like, I don't have to put up with this.
Yeah.
I can literally walk away and be retired for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
And I don't want to put up with any nonsense. So if you want to talk to me like that, then I'm going to disengage and wait till you trade me somewhere that I might like to play. And by the way, I don't think the old generation had it right. You know, at times it was disrespectful. At times, to be a great coach, you should think of other ways to motivate people. But I also think at times you got to be able to put your boot in somebody's behind.
Getting yelled at from
a boot in your ass.
This is the American way.
I'm sorry, bro.
No problem. I think to me, getting yelled at from 5 feet away with a bullhorn during a football practice, there was nothing good about that.
Yeah.
Nothing.
For example.
So you didn't make that mistake. Whatever that was, they got that bullhorn on your behind. You did not make that mistake.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, you went back to the dining hall and then you went back to your room and you kind of felt bad for yourself and then you had to come back the next day. But you didn't think about quitting or doing anything else.
So I have these kids over at the house, Abby's cousins and everything, and one of them's 6 years old, and she keeps jumping into the pool or sliding into the pool when people are in her landing zone.
Can't do that, man.
Five times.
You're going to get somebody hurt.
Five times we explained, you can't do that. You can't do that. So yesterday, in the middle of my backstroke, I'm just calmly enjoying the weather. My mind's at ease. She actually jumps right onto me. Knee in the head, butt in the chest. I'm like half drowning as I'm getting up. And I just said, that's it. Out of the pool.
Yep.
I picked her up, put her out of the pool, and said, go inside.
Yep. Yeah.
Guess what she didn't do today? Right?
Yep.
It's that jarring. Yep. It doesn't have to be traumatic, but it has to be sudden and surprising. And I think players take that like, oh my goodness. How dare you talk to me like that? Where it's the exact thing the guy needs to not make that mistake again.
There's a lot of bad things that have done to athletes through the years. Early, I mean, like, you know, yelling, screaming, whatever, or grabbing face mess, whatever. Not right.
Yeah.
Not right.
No, you don't want to hurt.
No,
yeah,
you're right. You're right. But I think the fact that players nowadays are just, I don't have time for you yelling at me or trying to discipline me that way. You know, you're right. They make too much money and they just figure, you know what? I go somewhere else. I don't need you doing this. But there's a lot of guys and gals that can't. They can't leave the situation. They got to stay there. But some of the things that were done in the 60s, 70s, my father talks about stuff that happened with, you know, in the 50s, like they don't give you water or anything like that.
Brutal.
That's weakness, bro.
Yeah, it's like, no, you're going to get cramps. No, how about today? You're going to die.
Yeah.
If you don't drink water, you're going to die. You know, so I.
That's for the weak.
But that's what we did.
Water's for winners.
That's exactly what happened back then. And it wasn't right. That wasn't right at all.
Nope.
All right, we got to go. Maybe we'll get more questions in next time. We are going to do an Ask Us Anything, you know, especially when the nosebleed guys are out. Not only is it fun, but they often get some of the best ratings of any segment we do. Will the Mavs pursue charges for tampering? You know, the rule state you can get a signing reversed. Should they be trying to block that? It's coming up next in the G-Bag Nation.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.